All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You know, Major League Baseball has really done a tremendous job in the past few years as far as cracking down on performance-enhancing drugs in the game. And at the same time, MLB has let it be known that, you know what, if you're a player and you're going to test positive for an illegal substance in your system, you're going to pay the price. Now, initially, the first suspension was going to warrant a 10-game ban. That was lifted to 25, 25 became 50, and now things are getting much more dicier for players because now you're looking at a situation. A first-time offender gets 80 games. The second time that offender gets the full 162-game season or the length of the 162 games, and the final time is a lifetime ban. So just like it is as a hitter, three strikes and you're out. Now, somebody who clearly did not get that message is New York Mets relief pitcher Henry Mejia. Now, Mejia was suspended by Major League Baseball earlier for 80 games due to a positive drug test. And during his test, during his suspension, rather, Mejia was subject to another drug test. And he came back and he only appeared in 7 games this year for the Mets. And it's over for him because he is now suspended for 162 games, which is going to go well into the 2016 MLB season. Now, the Mets organization was disappointed in Mejia when he received his first suspension from Major League Baseball. And at this point, I don't see the Mets really wanting anything to do with him. And for that matter, it's really going to be tough for him to really latch on with another Major League Baseball club, because you look at it like this: no team is really going to put a lot of stock into a guy that the next time he gets suspended for performance enhancing drugs, he's banned from Major League Baseball for life. You look at a guy, he broke in with the Mets in 2010, he missed 2011, and he came back, and you know, at first the Mets were trying to make him into a starter. That is something that he wasn't. They found a better quality of pitching with him in their bullpen last year, as he did tally 28 saves last year. He came in this year and he was expected to be the full-time closer for the Mets. Of course, Bobby Parnell began the season on the disabled list, and it was a situation, you know, when he had dropped the ball because he got suspended before the season started. And due to that, the team decided to roll with Jairus Familia, who was expected to be the setup guy for Mejia coming out of spring training. Now, Familia has really asserted himself this season. He's nearly at 30 saves already. And, you know, Mejia came back and he was going to have to be a setup guy for Familia. And he was looking good at first, you know, in 7 appearances. He had a record of 1-0. He also had 1 game finished and he threw 7 1/3 innings of ball. And he only walked 2 batters with 7 strikeouts. But then he turned around and failed the test again. And you look at this Mets team, they're in the thick of things for the division title. They're going toe-to-toe right now with the Washington Nationals for first place in the National League East. And Mejia could have played a big part of that, because I've talked about it before, how the Mets have a very good starting pitching unit and their bullpen has been solid right behind them, and he would have fit into that mix. But luckily for the Mets and general manager Sandy Alderson, he was able to go out and acquire relief pitcher Tyler Clippard from the Oakland Athletics. But if you're Mejia right now, you have nobody to blame for this matter except yourself. Because if you fail a drug test, you know that you are going to get tested more than the average player out there. So you have to be squeaky clean. And even when you come back to Major League Baseball, you still have to go out there and be clean, because you know that these guys are going to come after you. This is your livelihood right here as a pro baseball player. Now you've got to go back to the drawing board. You have to look yourself in the mirror if you're Mejia and reassess your entire life as far as what do you want as a professional baseball player. The leash is very thin for this guy right now. I don't see him getting another shot for the Mets. You know, at this point, he is really going to have to go out there and reinvent himself as a person before he gets another opportunity in Major League Baseball. But I'll tell you like this: sometimes guys simply don't get it. 80 games is nothing to joke about, because you're basically talking about half of the season. He's let that go by the wayside, and now, as a whole, his entire MLB career is more than likely in jeopardy. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are also more than welcome to like it. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.